This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1242, How to Share Everything in IELTS Part 2.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
If you're asked on IELTS Speaking Part 2 to describe something you have shared, you'd be surprised at how many things you could actually talk about. Hint, it's a lot. Today we answer a question about this topic and provide a Band 9 sample answer.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Aubrey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Jessica. I'm excited for 2023. This is going to be a good year. I can feel it.
It's going to be a fantastic year, guys. And this will be the year that you all listening are going to get amazing scores on IELTS. So that's something to look forward to. And this is a year where we continue to share our best IELTS advice and thoughts with you guys.
I love what you did there, Jessica.
Aubrey, can you explain that awkward yet appropriate segue that I made?
Amazing. Yes, we are talking about Part 2, a specific Part 2 question we received a listener question about. And it's interesting, we're talking about this verb share. What can be shared? If you're asked about something you shared with others on IELTS, how flexible is that? Does it have to be an object? Can it be advice or feelings? So you very well could get this Part 2 question. We're going to talk about it and give you a sample.
Yeah, this is such an amazing example of a Part 2 card where you assume there is like a right way to answer it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like at first glance, this seems like it has to be, you know, something like how we teach children to share, like a toy that you share with someone else. You know what I mean? But that is just one interpretation. And I think these other options are actually a lot better because this is a very vague and open question. Aubrey, what is the Part 2 question?
Yeah, the question is, describe a time when you shared something with others. And you're right, super vague. There are so many things that you can share. I agree that I think our first thought is share with your brother, right? With some kind of toy or something. We're told all the time to share as children. But as adults, it's going to be a lot more top of mind. Something else that we share, right? Maybe a time you shared your feelings, some advice you shared recently. We also use that verb with these to share all of these things.
I love it. So yeah. And we are going to give you a sample answer here in a little bit, guys, but it could be feelings, advice. And I don't think that every student knows the collocation of the word share with these other non-tangible things. You know what I mean?
I have a question for you, Jessica. What do you think about sharing illness, disease, germs? Could you answer this a time you accidentally shared a cold or like the flu?
That would be the most hilarious answer. But I mean, it could any time we use the word share with other things, that is an answer to this question. It sticks to the topic. The topic is just sharing. And oh my gosh.
You can share anything.
Share anything. Yeah. So let's look at this question first. This is from a listener, Muhammad Awais. Thank you for writing in. Guys, you can send us your questions at support@allearsenglish.com. And we might give you a shout out and do an episode about your question in the future. So definitely send us your questions, guys. So Muhammad said, I have a query. If in IELTS speaking part two, they ask about something I shared with others, and I speak about sharing my feelings with a friend, does this impact my IELTS score? So, fantastic question. First of all, it shows that you know what it means to share your feelings, which I love. Yes. And it's there's not a right answer, as we said. So, no, this doesn't lower your score. It depends on how you speak, but it's a great idea.
Yeah, and this is the case for a lot of part two speaking questions, that they are flexible. There are a lot of different ways you can answer, a lot of different ways you can interpret it. So as long as you make sure you understand the question, you understand what's being asked, there's often not one right way to answer it. And mm-hmm. So it's best to really think about it and what's going to be the easiest way for you to answer it.
Exactly. What can you talk about the most? Mm-hmm. I think a very easy way to answer this question would be to talk about a time you shared a meal with another person or other people. Because then you could talk about the people, the food, the experience, the location. You know, like there's so much to say.
I love that idea. It could be a holiday meal that you shared with a big group, or a date, maybe a first date with someone where you shared a meal or a dessert. And you're right. Then you can tell a story, describe the people, describe the place. You would have so much to say.
So on this show, guys, we always encourage you to be very direct and clear. So if you are not 100% sure that your idea matches the topic, just say that in the beginning of the answer, you know? So for example, here, Muhammad could have said, so when I think about sharing something with others, honestly, the first thing that comes to mind is sharing my feelings, right? Just to make sure that the examiner knows you understand the topic and you're sticking to it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, right? You need that vocab to show the examiner that you're aware, right? That there are lots of different things we share. I'm choosing to talk about sharing my feelings, because if you don't make that obvious, you could sort of make it sound off topic if you aren't really clear about that.
All right. So, Aubrey, do you want to do a sample answer?
Sure. All right. Let's do a part two here. You got to time me.
All right. So let me get out my timer here. And Aubrey, I would like you to describe a time you shared something with others.
This was a result of a bit of a disaster that I had the other day. I bought these frozen rolls and they were supposed to go in the freezer, but somebody whose name I will not mention, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, put them in the fridge. And so unbeknownst to me, they had been rising in the fridge and became a giant dough ball. And so I realized I had this massive dough that I had to do something with. So I woke up at 3 a.m. and discovered this. And in the middle of the night, 2 days ago, I made 4 giant batches of cinnamon rolls. And we can't eat that many cinnamon rolls, my family and I. So I ended up sharing them. They rose the rest of the night and we put them on cute little Christmas plates, delivered them to friends and neighbors. And it ended up being a blessing in disguise, because I had no plan for a little gift to take to, you know, any of my loved ones. So it was so nice early Christmas Eve morning to be able to take these hot cinnamon rolls around. Everyone loved them. They were like, this is the best idea. They were assuming that I had planned this for some time. And there was a little bit of a white lie involved, because I didn't tell anybody that there was no forethought here and that it was the result of an accident that had gone wrong. And I, you know, took the lemons I had and made lemonade by making these cinnamon rolls. And so I got all this credit for having this wonderful idea and being so thoughtful about making gifts for all of the people I know, when really it was just because we accidentally didn't put the dough in the freezer. And yeah, I'm actually quite proud of myself that I was able to, instead of having this disaster on my hands, that I was able to create this
thoughtful
treat for everyone.
Thank you. Okay, guys. Oh my gosh, that was so amazing. If you are listening to this on the podcast platform of your choice, I encourage you to hit follow right now. And I also encourage you to watch this on YouTube, guys. Remember that all of our episodes are on our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV, because the way Aubrey tells a story and the intonation that she uses to emphasize, I think, will come through even more when you can see her facial expressions and her body language. So definitely watch this. A lot of hand gestures happening. Yeah. And I also want to let you know that before we started recording today, guys, we didn't decide who would answer that question. So Aubrey had zero planning, all right? And she was still able to fill the 2 minutes because she told a recent story. Clear in her mind, top of mind, all of the details, everything that happened. And so she could fluently fill that 2 minutes. What did that seem like, a long 2 minutes?
No, that went by in a flash. Some of the answers, part two answers I've had, feel so long.
Yeah.
But this one, yeah, it went by so fast because I had a lot of details. I needed to tell the whole story. Absolutely.
Exactly. All right. So some vocab, guys, that you can also use when you practice this answer. So when you said whose name I will not mention, and then you said, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. So this is such a great idiom, to throw someone under the bus. Now, quite a violent idiom.
Right.
All it means is to, like, say the name of whose fault it was, right? Like, oh, it was my husband. He put it in the fridge. Or it's to say who did something wrong. That's throwing somebody under the bus, right? He did it. She did it. You threw them under the bus. Another great word, unbeknownst to me. That is such, like, old English, but it's this weird leftover from old English that we still say, we still do use that in spoken English. All it means is I didn't know. But, like, what a fun word. Use the word unbeknownst? Do you use
I
that
do
often?
A lot. Yeah, a lot. If instead of saying, like, I didn't know this, and so this happened, I'll say that all the time. Unbeknownst to me, this was the situation. I use it a lot. I think it's so fun.
It is so fun. And that is another thing that we do here and on All Ears English, is we want you guys to have fun speaking English. And so that is one of our main motivators in what we choose to teach you. All right. So one last note there that I want to highlight, because everyone, I want you to use this in your speaking answers. In part two, especially when you're telling stories and you say what someone else said, quoting other people. Okay, how do we introduce that? Aubrey said, when she's talking about delivering the cinnamon rolls to her neighbors, she said, they were like, this is the best idea. So instead of saying, they said, right? Because we don't say that very often. Mm-mm. We introduce a quote by saying, they were like, she was like, and then, this is amazing, whatever they said. Or you could also say, and they were all, she was yes. all, this is amazing. So they were all, or they were like, introduce quotes. I love it.
Yes. Oh, that's such good advice. That's so much more native and natural instead of the quite a bit more formal saying, then they said, and I quote, like, we just don't talk like that. We just say they were like.
And I quote. No, yeah, I say that to be funny,
just to
like
be funny.
Joke. this is how much I love quoting other people as jokes. Everyone, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see that I have two quotation marks tattooed on my fingers for
That's
air
so
quotes
funny.
Because I love joke tattoos. So definitely watch this on YouTube so you can see that. I also have a to-do list on my hand because, again, I love funny joke tattoos on my hands, apparently.
That's so awesome. I love it so much.
All right, everyone. So remember, you can send us your IELTS questions, support@allearsenglish.com. Also, hit follow right now, wherever you're listening to us. And remember, you can find out what is new in IELTS this year if you have your test coming up. Get our free ebook. It's 55 pages. It's free. It has 5 top tips for modern IELTS test takers. Get that at allearsenglish.com/new IELTS. All right. Awesome. Aubrey, that was a great answer and a really good story.
Thank you. I'm glad I was able to share that story, because if I'm going to be up from 3 to 5 a.m. making cinnamon rolls, I should at least be able to tell the story.
At least get a podcast episode out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks, Aubrey. I'll see you next week.
See ya. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.